The Denny Shaver Show.
Hello.
On Q105.
713, Denny and the girls hanging out with you on a foggy morning. Dense fog advisory today. Rain this afternoon with a high of 50. We're at 48 now. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 30. So back to reality. 419-240-1055. Call or text us on the First Insurance Group text line. Now, I mentioned earlier that I'm doing a remote today. It is the Golf Show kickoff event tonight over at Bar 145, and I love that place because you got their little smoking lounge outside, which is awesome. Their food is always good, and we're going to be giving away golf show tickets, and I believe that there are drink specials, food specials. They always take care of you over there at Bar 145 on Monroe Street. And I mentioned to you guys that I'm going to have the duck legs.
Right, yeah.
Susie's like, duck legs? It says spicy buffalo sauce. Creme de menthe bleu cheese dressing. I had them there. I went there one time with Weasel. And he said, oh, you got to try these. You got to try them. They are unbelievably good. So I'm looking forward to that.
They're literally duck legs.
Well, what do you think? Yes.
Legs. Sure. Are they meatier at all? Or are they just probably like little, there's a little
twigs? Meat on. No, there's a little meat on there. I mean, it's not going to be a meal. It's more of an appetizer. But it's really, really good. Mm. Yeah. So that's what I'll be doing. So come on by today between 5 and 7 over there. And especially today, we're celebrating Singles Awareness Day. So if you're a single, come on over. And if you see somebody in the bar cute, I'll go over and introduce you. Or I'll go over and talk to him for you. I'll be like we're in high school. It'll be awesome.
You'll play Cupid?
Today is Single Awareness Day, also known as SAD. All right, now I'm not making a joke. This is what they call this day today. The day after Valentine's Day is called Single Awareness Day. And I always say, if you're single and you're boohooing because yesterday you didn't have anybody, be careful what you wish for. I'm leaving it at that. I'm not going any further because you're right where you're supposed to be, and sometimes that can be a good thing. So there you go. But today, happy hour with me and Paul. Paul will be there too at Bar 145. So yesterday, of course, is Valentine's Day. And falling in love is perhaps nature's greatest high. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely.
And if Paul was in here doing his job, he would too. Just seeing your beloved can make your heart race, your legs weak, and your face flush. You touch your beloved and woo! Well, movies try to convince you that it'll be that way forever. Wrong, it's not. The intense romance has an expiration date for everybody. Now, I don't want to poo-poo on you.
Can you give me the number or the date exactly?
It does. Well, it says it lasts 2 to 3 years.
Oh, okay.
According to Dr. Fred Knorr, a neurologist at Mission Viejo, California. He's very good. He says it has everything to do with the chemicals in your brain. A potent mix set up by nature to get you to procreate, give birth to a healthy child, and take care of him until they're mature.
The love drug.
The heart has nothing to do with love. Hate to break it to you. Everything related to love happens in the brain. That includes romance. Programmed to be fairly short-lived for all of us. Romance will never last for a lifetime. You have to accept falling in love is just a phase that you go through and it goes away. If you accept that, you'll have fewer divorces and more happy people. So there are four phases of love. Mate selection. That one's obvious. Then there's the romance part, falling in love. He says that phase is the one that everybody talks about because it's fun, exciting, and thrilling.
It's
this phase, you don't see reality. Love is blind. You know, love is blind, and it's true.
Uh-huh.
But it all has everything to do with your brain chemicals. And then three, falling out of romantic love. Everybody goes through this stage. It can be very alarming when you realize the rush is gone. The passion has vanished. Your spouse no longer makes your pulse race.
The honeymoon is over.
Think of this time as a chance to see your partner for what he really is and decide if you made the right choice. And the doctor says this is a reevaluation phase. If you feel that overall you made a pretty good choice, and he says hang in there. People who chase romance, this is the key to this whole story. People that chase romance and divorce the moment they fall out of love will never experience true love.
That's interesting.
I get that. Yeah,
How many people do you know that go, and don't bring me up in the 90s because then I'll slap you, go from one to the one next to the next looking for something that you're never going to achieve?
Yeah.
True love. If you decide your partner is still the right person after your passion ends, then you're on the way to finding true love. He says true love happens gradually and slowly. Your feelings will continue to grow deeper over the years. And it's all driven by brain chemicals. And this part of love ensures a deep bond between you and your partner, nature's way of keeping you together to take care of your kids until they're all grown up. Oh. The result? Happier, stronger, longer-lasting relationships. That's the ultimate love.
There's a big difference. I mean, there's a big difference between, I think, between the way I felt when I got married versus 30 years later.
Yeah.
I mean, it's huge.
For men, it's based on sex, and then reality sets in that, no, your relationship can't be based on sex. And then it turns into just an incredible friendship. And if you don't have that, you're screwed.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
Any thoughts? Call the show. 419-240-1055. Five. Love to hear from you playing along. I know it's kind of one of those days, but play along with us, Susan.
It's time for Denny Schaefer's Dope of the Day, brought to you by Smith Bonds and Surety on Toledo's Q105.
Hey, let's take a trip to Elizabethtown, Kentucky. A woman led police on a chase, and she told arresting officers that she was Mother Mary, and she was on her way to pick up the baby Jesus, and she had permission from God to speed.
Oh, well.
Yeah, they attempted to pull her over, 52-year-old Connie Allen, who's actually from Tennessee, last weekend. She ignored him. A high-speed chase ensued, and then they put down the stop strips, and they finally got her to stop. She refused to get out until they slammed the police baton on her window, and then she decided to be compliant. She then told officers that she's died 5 years ago. She's charged with several offenses. Unclear whether she has a lawyer. Shocker. So, Connie Allen, if you're listening, come on down to the station. We'll give you a certificate that says on this Thursday, the 15th of February, 2018, the year of our Lord. Susie, tell me what she is.
You are the Dope of the Day, brought to you by Smith Bonds and Surety on Toledo's Q105.